DGOJ unveils Safe Gambling Program 2026 to 2030 to tighten player protections. Spain's gambling regulator has launched a four-year plan to bolster consumer safeguards across online and land-based gaming. The Dirección General de Ordenación del Juego, DGOJ, announced the Safe Gambling Program 2026 to 2030 following a meeting of its Advisory Council for Safe Gambling at its Madrid headquarters this week. The plan, which the regulator describes as a flexible and adaptable instrument, sets new priorities and concrete measures aimed at preventing risky gambling behavior and improving treatment and oversight. Mikel Arana, director of the DGOJ and president of the Advisory Council, framed the program as a response to technological change and evolving evidence about gambling harms. "We need a framework that can be adjusted as technology, game design, and scientific knowledge advance. The Safe Gambling Program 2026 to 2030 provides a roadmap for prevention, diagnosis, and protection while allowing us to incorporate new measures after consulting the Advisory Council," Arana said. Program priorities and specific measures. The DGOJ has structured the program around three core priorities: analysis and diagnosis, prevention and promotion of safe gambling, and participant protection. Within that framework, the regulator has identified six general objectives and 24 targeted measures the Advisory Council will help develop and oversee. Operational work will be supported by a scientific section made up of academic, healthcare, and research professionals. Planned initiatives include the compilation of an international and regional catalog of gambling policies, a systematic review of game mechanics that could encourage addictive patterns, and the creation of a national directory of treatment and support services. The regulator also said it will reassess the player self-assessment tool currently used to enforce deposit limits and other mandatory safeguards. The DGOJ flagged a series of communication and engagement actions, including public information campaigns and regular thematic conferences focused on emerging risks, such as artificial intelligence and game personalization, and loot boxes in video games aimed at younger audiences. Since the passage of Law 13/2011 on gambling regulation, the regulator said legislative and supervisory advances have shifted Spain's approach toward a consumer-centered model. The new program is intended to translate that philosophy into detailed, evidence-based public policy over the next 4 years. Industry reaction and international context. The announcement comes as other European regulators, including the UK Gambling Commission, the Swedish Spelinspektionen, and the Malta Gaming Authority, intensify their own consumer protection initiatives. DGOJ officials indicated they will benchmark against these jurisdictions and share research findings with regional governments and EU institutions. Independent experts welcomed the strategic focus, but urged clarity on enforcement and timelines. "A flexible plan is essential, but flexibility must not become a substitute for clear milestones and accountability," said Dr. Maria Lopez, head of the Addiction Research Unit at Universidad Complutense de Madrid. "Operators need predictable rules on deposit limits, advertising, and algorithmic targeting. Regulators need robust data-sharing arrangements with healthcare services to measure impact. Operators should expect follow-up consultations and phased implementation." The DGOJ said any adjustments to the program will be made after consulting the Advisory Council and the scientific section, and that the list of measures may be updated to reflect technological developments and new evidence. For stakeholders, from operators and payment providers to clinicians and local administrations, the program signals a period of closer supervision, stepped-up public information, and a stronger emphasis on prevention and treatment. The measures move from concept to enforcement will determine whether the strategy reduces harm without unduly disrupting regulated markets.